You got to understand, the devil has some plans for you. And God is watching. He doesn't let you get scot-free. You're not going to go through anything. What he does is decides which things he's going to let you go through and how they're going to get you to the place of promise.
I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. That's Jeremiah 29:11, and this is Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd. Well, God isn't the only one who has plans for you. The devil does too, but he can't do anything without the Lord's permission. And as you'll see today, sometimes God has to take you through something before you're ready for him to take you to something. Today's message is straight ahead. Online, you'll find us at PastorPaul.net, where you can listen to the Destined for Victory broadcast on demand. That's PastorPaul.net. Now, here is Pastor Paul, Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California, with today's Destined for Victory message. Plenty of questions, but no answers.
God isn't looking for wonderful people to use for his purpose. If you got to be everything straight in order for God to use you, he's not going to use anybody. Furthermore, if he would have blessed you, everybody would just look at it and say, well, what's the difference? They already, you know, most likely to succeed, so they just succeeding. No, no. God will sometimes find most likely to be jacked up, most likely to fail miserably, and he will take them from the gutter to the udder. So you need to understand, Joseph is not who he thinks he is simply by virtue of how spoiled he is. He doesn't know what he's about to go through, so he's excited about these dreams. Oh, man, all y'all going to be bowing down to me one day. So one day, his father sends him out with his Versace robe to his brothers. And you know the story. You've read Genesis 37. They see him coming like he going to be the supervisor. They out there working. He going to come supervise us. They said, oh, this is our chance. They got him. And you know the story. They threw him first in the pit. And we're thinking of just leaving him for dead. They stripped him of his robe. And they put animal blood on it. They were going to go back, tell Pop he got killed by an animal. Here's the blood. They had the plan all worked out. You got to understand, the devil has some plans for you. And God is watching. He doesn't let you get scot-free. You're not going to go through anything. What he does is decides which things he's going to let you go through and how they're going to get you to the place of promise. So God saw the brothers' hearts and said, I can use their hatred, but I will take one of them and tell him, no, don't leave him for dead, because I don't want the boy dead. So I'm going to change the heart of just one of them, Reuben. Reuben said, you know what? Let's not execute this plan. Let's sell him. Pull him out of the dry cistern. They had thrown him in a little dry well. Pull him out because they see a band of merchants, some Ishmaelites coming down the road, and they know they're merchants, and sell him. Hey, y'all can sell him as a slave wherever you're going. They didn't know where they're going. They didn't care where you're going. You can sell him wherever you're going. Just give us some money. They got paid to send Joseph to the place of promise. Here's the thing, because you're the Joseph in this story. Joseph, all he knows is, my brothers were trying to kill me. Then they decided, no, they weren't going to leave me for dead. Now I'm a slave, and I'm going to a country, Egypt, I've never been to before. And God said, I'm going to be prominent. I don't know how this is going to work out. It's not your job to figure out what's going on in your life and how it's going to work together for where God has destined you. Not your place. Stop thinking you're smart. Yeah, you got book brains for certain things. When it comes for destiny, Your destiny, you can't be smart and fulfill destiny. You got to be simple enough to say, God, I'm going to go where you take me. And when I get where I don't understand, I'm going to trust you. So he finds himself in Egypt. He got these dreams of prominence. Now I'm in another country, nowhere near my family, and I'm a slave. And he becomes a slave of Potiphar, one of the officials of Pharaoh. But here's what I need you to see. Look at Genesis 39, where it says, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. Look at verse 2. Here it is. Here's the presence. The Lord was with Joseph. Wait. I'm a slave. Why are you with me in slavery and you're not busting me out? I would rather it be they made me a slave, but the Lord showed up, killed all of them. That's what some of y'all want in this season of your life right now. God has you somewhere you'd rather not be, having to do something you'd rather not do, working for people you'd rather not work for, living in a neighborhood you'd rather not live in. Some of y'all got a bunch of those kinds of things, and you are saying, why is the Lord with me, but he's not doing anything? Oh, I came to tell you, you got to focus on 39:1 of Genesis. The Lord is with you. Yes, you're a slave. Yes, you work for a guy you barely know. But let the Lord's presence meet you and manifest itself to you where you are, even though you don't want to be there. Quit fussing at you there, because he's not going to say, oh, I didn't understand how you felt. Have any of y'all learned that God doesn't do that? Oh, well, see, if you had told me that earlier. No, God knows where you are. He's the one sent you there. You said, no, his hateful brothers sent him there. No, they didn't. They were the resource. God was the source. God used their hatred to fulfill his purpose. You got haters, and all they're doing is fulfilling God's purpose. Because your haters keep you praying. Your haters keep you focused. Some of y'all wouldn't have a prayer life if you didn't have haters. God said, I'll fix your red wagon. I'm gonna make sure when these people get through with you, you didn't even grow up Baptist, but you're going to be on your knees talking about, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, whither shall I go? So I want to let you know the Lord was with him somewhere he didn't want to be. Manifested presence doesn't mean everything's wonderful. Sometimes manifested presence, when he manifests his presence, is because he knows that you are somewhere that is really messed up. But he's going to use it for his purposes. So the Lord was with him, and so much so that he prospered. That's what verse 2 tells you. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered. God will prosper you in ways that don't make you filthy rich financially. Amen. That's not the only kind of prosperity. Amen. We got to quit thinking prosperity means money. Amen. Prosperity means blessings, and blessings aren't always money. Amen. Sometimes he'll bless you with money. Sometimes he'll bless you with sense. Amen. Sometimes he'll bless you with favor. Amen. With people you don't like. And who don't like you? So he prospered him. I came to tell somebody, look for God to prosper you where you are even though you don't want to be there. Say, God, manifest your presence here. Quit saying, Lord, take me over there and then manifest over there. Let's both go over there and then you manifest. The Lord was with him as a slave in an Egyptian's house, and he prospered as a slave in an Egyptian's house. When his master, verse 3 of Genesis 39, master saw that the Lord was with him. Wait, his master saw that the Lord was with him? This man is a heathen. He's a pagan. He doesn't know Jehovah. We're talking about the Lord saw. Yes, people who don't know God can see God on you even if they don't know what it is. They see God on you, don't know what it is, but whatever it is, they like it. His master saw the Lord was with him, and what happened as a result? That the Lord was giving him success in everything he did. So Joseph found favor in his master's eyes and became his attendant, his personal assistant. He went from just a slave in the household, but because he was letting God's manifested presence make him a great slave. See, some of y'all want to see, I wanted slavery. Well, it's not about what you want. It's about what God's purpose is going to bring you through and bring you out of.
Don't go away. Pastor Paul Shepherd will be right back with the second half of today's Destined for Victory message. Plenty of questions, but no answers. Listen to Destined for Victory wherever you go with our free mobile app. All of Pastor Paul's recent messages are available on demand. The app also allows you to contact us for prayer or to choose from among a wide range of great resources from our online store, including books and DVD messages and digital downloads from Pastor Paul. Just search Destined for Victory in your app store and download our free mobile app today. You can also subscribe to the Destined for Victory podcast at Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, or by going to our website, PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. If you've ever felt like God wasn't blessing you the way he should, Pastor Paul wants to offer you a word of encouragement and a word of admonishment. So let's join him now for the rest of today's message. Plenty of questions, but no answers.
And y'all got to stop thinking God serves you. You serve him. We got entirely too much candy store preaching in America today. Y'all listening to all this preaching where folk gonna tell you God wants to bless you, bless you, bless you. Prosper you, prosper you, make you a millionaire, make you a billionaire, make you a billionaire. God wants, he might do some of that for some of us. He wants to bless all of us, and you gotta learn that blessing sometimes mean I'm where I don't wanna be, doing what I don't wanna do, dealing with people I don't wanna deal with, but the Lord will show up. And he'll show up right where I don't want to be. And he promote. I don't want a promotion as a different kind of slave. I told y'all, the Lord showed me in prayer. Some of y'all needed this. I'm going to give it to you and not going to get off of it quickly. I'm going to go from one example to another one till y'all finally get that you are not serving the Lord for your purposes. You're serving the Lord for his. He will bless you, but the process is not always going to be to your liking. So some of y'all say, ooh, I wish that wasn't in the Bible. Lord prospered him. Now he's promoted as a different kind of slave in a pagan's house. But that was the will of God. Because these are all, God plays chess. It's just a move that's going to get you closer to checkmate. And you don't know what checkmate is. All you see is the move. Why you move me over here? You don't know. Furthermore, you're the chess piece. You're not the player. God is playing. I'm in his hands. He moved me here. Okay, he's prospered me and so given me success, and I'm in this household. Do you know what happens after that? Sister Potiphar. They didn't give me her first name, so I call her Sister Potiphar. people have heard me say all over the world. But, oh, I remember your story about Sister Potiphar. Sister Potiphar saw what her husband saw. This young man is blessed. They don't know what a blessing is. They just see everything's working. Everything he does is working. Just, man, oh, man. And on top of that, the text goes on to say, now Joseph was well built and handsome. Oh, it's in your Bible. I didn't make it up. Y'all look at Genesis 39 and see if I'm lying. When the Bible calls you well built and handsome, you know, that's different if you say you well built and handsome. If I would ask these brothers right now how many of them are well built and handsome, that I'm not going to tell them to do it. Some of them will put their hands up. Because if you ask them, they'll tell you, I'm well built and I'm handsome. And some of them need to say, don't believe what your eyes see. Just trust me on this. The Bible says he was well built and handsome. Now he's a young man. He was 17 when he had the dreams. We don't know how far into the slavery he is when Sister Potiphar decides. It could be relatively early on. He could be in his late teens or could be 20 years old at this point. He's well built and handsome. Sister Potiphar notices that. Now she's the wife of an official in Egypt. I need you to think this through because we need to apply this stuff to our lives. So that means she is a fine sister. You know how men of power have always done in every society. The men of power find a trophy wife to put on their arm because that's part of them showing off. Come on, y'all know men will floss when they have a little bit of prosperity or something like that. God, he gonna floss with this sister? And so she, clearly, Sister Potiphar, would have had it going on. And she notices this young man is in the house. And so when her husband is at work, because she's the woman of the house, she gets to control the slaves too. She goes to him and says, come on, let's go to bed. He said, I can't do that. He refused. And she kept doing. First, she wasn't going to be strong-arming it. She's just trying to seduce. Some of y'all ain't been so safe so long, y'all forgot how to seduce. Stop looking. Stop it. Stop it. Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about. Some of y'all remember the days when you would work a wardrobe. Oh, come on, somebody. You would work a wardrobe. You knew how to flaunt what you thought would get some man's attention. And so this woman started working her wardrobe and just trying to seduce him and reel him in. And come on in here with me. He said, no, no, I got something to do. And he kept putting her. And finally she got to the place where she said, I'm tired of fooling with this boy. And she said, today, and grabbed his clothing, you and I are going in there. And in order to preserve his integrity, he ran out of his coat. Amen. We are trying in MOD to teach the brothers, no matter what happens, we must become men who will say, no, I am a man of purpose and destiny. We must become men who say, wait a minute, God gave me dreams, and I didn't see you in either one of the dreams. So no, I can't go in there with you, because it would feel good to both of us, but afterwards, I would feel horrible because I know I am a man of destiny and I cannot let this be my life story. Now, some of us know what it is to fail. Oh, I'm not sure I'm not the only one in here who know what it is to fail. Here's the good news. Even if Joseph had messed up and repented, God would have still blessed him. But Joseph knew, no, I'm where I don't want to be. Last thing I'm going to do is disappoint God here. And so in order to preserve his integrity, he ran. She took his cloak and used it against him. Brother Potiphar came, drove up in the driveway. In his Tesla. It's been different cars across the years. Now I just see him in a Tesla. Gets out and she's in there, fake crocodile tears. That boy you brought in this house tried to make sport of me. She accused him of attempted rape. Here's the proof. Laying right here on your bed. You know how, now sisters, y'all stop. Y'all know how when you have it in for somebody, when a woman has it in for somebody, case closed. See, when men have it in for somebody, we just want to pop them. You know, when a man's sick of you, just pow, you out. No. A woman wants you to die a slow. Oh, no. He wouldn't sleep with all this. I'm going to fix his red wagon for good. She accuses him of attempted rape. Here's the thing. If God wasn't with him, manifested presence, that could have gone very wrong. Because remember, Joseph's not an Egyptian. He's a slave, not a citizen. Which means Potiphar could have had him killed and there wouldn't even be a trial. Because he's property. You get it? If Potiphar really believed the boy was in that bed with his wife, why didn't he kill him? Because when God's presence is with you, it doesn't matter what you have to go through. There are some boundaries God himself has set up.
Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But here's the good news for you today. He can only do what God allows, and what God allows is always designed for your good. Well, here at Destined for Victory, we believe in the power of prayer, and today we'd like to pray for you. Send us your prayer request using the contact feature at the top of the homepage at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. When you send your request, be sure to ask for Pastor Paul's monthly letter of encouragement, yours at no cost or obligation. And we're pleased to share a great resource with you today, a booklet from Pastor Paul Shepherd called Plenty of Questions But No Answers. If God has ever seemed distant, if he was silent at a time when you desperately needed him to speak, you'll want to contact us right away and request this outstanding resource. You'll find plenty of encouragement and direction inside these pages, along with a greater understanding of God's nature and character. That's Plenty of Questions But No Answers, our thank you gift today by request for your generous donation to Destined for Victory. Call 855-339-5500. That's 855-339-5500. Or visit PastorPaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. You can also mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538.
Just because God's with you doesn't mean you're going to have a wonderful experience circumstantially all the time. Sometimes, in fact, the reason why the Lord is with you is because you got to go through something that if you don't practice his presence, you are not going to make it.
That's tomorrow in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Waiting for God to Show Up. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.